Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Once again, we've got our favorite guest, because he really is a guest on this show, but he's one of the talk radio news posse, one of Ellen's gang, and that would be the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, in our virtual green room. And Bob, I want to ask you about this. You know, I go out and speak, and it turns out that you go out and speak. Imagine that. And you were speaking somewhere today. What's that like for you when you do that? Do you get a real jolt out of it?
Yes, I still do. You know, I did thousands of speeches when I was in Congress, but I spoke at West Liberty University. I spoke at a high school not long ago. I like it. I really do. And I always tell them, look, I'm not seeking votes, so you're going to get a lot of truth here.
That's good. You're going to get a lot of truth. Because, you know, with politicians, it's 50-50. You don't know.
Well, before the election or after.
True. Before or after. That was good you say that. All right. How about this story? Bo Bergdahl, they're saying that he's getting hit with desertion. Are you surprised by that or no? I mean, even the State Department is saying the Bergdahl swap was worth it because now that this has come out. I guess in some ways I'm not surprised because of a lot of the information that started to come out. But boy, it sure took a long time, didn't it?
Well, that's what surprised me because it was taking so long. They have two articles on him that they charged him with. But what I see, I got surprised today because I didn't think they were going to charge him because it just took too long. I mean, they had videos, they had information. What on earth would take you that long? I mean, unless they were just completely paranoid and want to make sure they make zero mistakes on this because of the nature of the sensitivity of the exchange.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I guess that's it. We're going to talk about that, folks, obviously, on this show. What do you think, fair or foul, on that decision? 855-266-KATE,
855-266-5283. I'm sorry, that's going to be very interesting, Kate, because it comes down to if you knew what you knew now, do you still support an exchange? You know?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It is interesting. So how about this, the Loretta Lynch delay, what is going on? And, you know, people are asking, is this, even Josh Earnest at the White House kind of ducked and dived on this question because he was flat out asked about whether race was a factor. What?
This one is a huge mistake by the Republicans. First of all, it's just against every principle of substance that you hold her nomination up because you don't like the way the Democratic side isn't voting on some bill that has nothing to do with her, number one. As much as the Republicans didn't like Holder anyway, she's a breath of fresh air for them. She should be. But she actually answered some questions more to the Republican side, you know, satisfaction. And I just wonder where it is going. I mean, it starts to look, you know, like they're trying to find reasons to hold her up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just dragging on so, so long. But I thought from the Republican point of view, the idea was, ugh, we hate Holder, get Holder out, and now this is dragged out longer. I mean, he resigned months and months ago.
He did, and now they're dragging the process out. And again, they don't have a valid reason for not appointing her, and that's allowing people to say, well, okay, there's no valid reason. She performed well. She has nothing bad in her background. Maybe it's the color of her skin. I mean, you know, they're starting to invite questions because they have no legitimate reason. And you can't pass the smell test in government to say, well, American people, we're holding her up because we don't like the way the Democrats are treating us on another bill. That doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because the whole idea was Holder, Holder, Holder. And so, wait, you're holding on to Holder because he's still in that gig, even resigning, while this is being dragged out with Lynch. That's the thing that I think is baffling to me. All right, also baffling, or maybe not, but actually kind of funny, is Senator Ted Cruz announcing, as you know, we already talked about this, he's running for president, first one in, and now the birther controversy over Cruz as to whether or not, can he really run because of the of Canada, being born in Canada, and he renounced the citizenship and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, wow, does this really have legs? You know who's really pushing it? It's Donald Trump.
Oh, of course Trump is. I mean, he went after the president on the birther thing, you know, and making a bet and everything. He's got some legitimate ground to stand on in the sense that we know Ted Cruz was born in Canada. We also know that in 2013 he gave up his Canadian citizenship. That's kind of a long time to wait. So, yeah, he's fair game for it. I mean, this is the guy that talks about immigrants. Mm-hmm. You know, and he might have came legally from Canada, but the fact remains, I mean, I think he's probably a legal candidate because this whole thing is just a train wreck of what our founders really meant. But it's just so ironic of all people, Ted Cruz, and sure, he's going to be open game for Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you know how it is when you get out of Washington and then you get a chance to, I guess, continue along the path of trying to influence and whatnot. So what's the deal with Dick Cheney? Did you see this item? If you haven't, I'll tell you about it. He was the headliner for the big fundraiser they have, the Republicans fundraiser, the annual dinner. And the dinner raised $17.5 million for, you know, House Republicans. And you look at Dick Cheney, I mean, this guy has 100 hearts and 9 lives. And is he sort of like the Don Corleone of the Republicans?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's like, you know, Luke, I'm your father, Darth Vader. I mean, you know, all you can miss me is a, you know, and he's a darling of, when I was in Congress, I mean, he would walk in the room and people would be like, Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And I always thought, wow, you know, I mean, he reminds you of when he shot that guy with that gun, you know, he's sort of like a guy that looks after he shoots you, has kind of a crooked smile on his face and says, you better put a Band-Aid on that. You know, I mean, he's a trip and a hardcore guy and they love him. He can bring in money.
Yeah. See, is that the deal? There's just some people that for whatever reason, they just get that tag. They're just beloved. That's it. And no matter what, this is a person, like you said, that can raise money, that excites people. You mentioned it. Here you are in Congress, and you see the air come out of the room when he walks in. You know, who would you even compare that to? Who would compare? I can't even think of, you know, thinking of who would compare. Well, Clinton in a different way, I guess,
Clinton,
right, Bill Clinton?
Yeah, in a different way, not in a scary way.
Yeah.
Clinton in a different way. But, you know, Dick Cheney, it was kind of well known in Republican circles that at some point in time he must have shut the door at the White House and said, hey, George, toughen up, you wimp. I mean, that's the feeling that he was the guy that made George Bush, you know, get with it. And that's the feeling. I've heard that many times privately.
Yeah, I've heard that too privately once or twice, that was what happened with Cheney, because he doesn't really suffer fools and doesn't care. He has that, you know, he has that thing, I don't care, I'm not worried so much about what people think. So it was easy for him to say that, I think, to Bush. Interesting.
Oh, and he doesn't care. I mean, he really, seriously, you can't offend him.
No, that's what I heard too. Interesting. All right, Bob Ney, and we never know what we're going to get. You're like a box of Cracker Jacks. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. We'll see you. Bye, Kate.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No.
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Talking about, sadly, talking about Bo Bergdahl being charged. I say sadly because, unfortunately, six soldiers were killed after Bo Bergdahl left his unit because they were searching for him. And there's a letter that has now popped up that outlines the torture that he received at the hands of the Taliban, which include the fact that he was deprived and chained to a bed and, you know, all kinds of depraved sort of situations. But he walked off of his post, and now, I mean, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty, but the U.S. military charged him with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. So those are the charges that he'll face. And remember, this happened in June of 2009. That's when the Army began a formal investigation into his disappearance. It led to, last year in June, the trade-off of five Taliban members for Bo Bergdahl in rescuing him. So these are now the charges that have come forth from the military since June, and the decisions that ultimately will be made in a military court. So it could be a couple of years, it could be other circumstances, and that's clearly with these charges was troubling to so many, the circumstances of his leave from the base and how he, you know, willingly left. It's not clear. Some are saying it's still not really clear at this point. John McCain, the Senate Armed Services Committee chair, says the charges are an important step. And this is how military justice proceeds, determining the accountability of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. So this is from June, all the way going back almost a year. Almost a year it took for this to happen. And, you know, James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, said one of the 17 intelligence agencies operating under its umbrella had judged that a prisoner released in the exchange has since contacted the Taliban, because remember it was that 5-for-1 that happened, the 5 Gitmo prisoners. And this was what was so worrisome to so many in making that exchange and doing it without the Congress signing off on it, but being explained as, hey, we had a very small window. It opened up to us. We took it and ran as fast as we could to try to make something happen and try to get Bergdahl out of there, which did happen. And now it's all about these military charges. And what was it that made him walk away from his post? Why did he walk away? What's the explanation, I suppose, for that? And maybe that comes out through the procedures in the military, or maybe not. Maybe something else turns up instead. But a huge story where many, many, many people were waiting, and there's lots of numbers in that. All right, this is sad. The German Wings airplane that crashed, I mean, almost obliterated into the Alps, dropped from 38,000 feet. So the French aviation crews that are trying to scale and get up there are working to open the plane's cockpit voice recorder, and they could download all of that data within a few hours. One thing that they did determine, I mean, with this inconceivable loss of life, including 3 Americans, is that it looks like one of the pilots, or it could be the co-pilot, locked the other one out as they were trying, to get in there. They were knocked on the door, banged on the door, did, you know, whatever. But that's the way this scenario, at least one of the scenarios, is starting to play out. Not officially, but that's one of the things that has come out of this, which would be unbelievable. I mean, these are all guessing games, but if it was a suicide situation, can you imagine all of those innocent people that were on that plane? Because it didn't make sense how it just dumped down. But we certainly have heard that before. And then people have started to talk about that possibility, and then it turns out it's not that at all. So a lot of people on pins and needles. Sad, sad stories emerging, because now we're learning more about the passengers that were involved in that crash, and they were going to Dusseldorf from Spain. Mm. The world's largest asteroid, the impact zone, is found in Australia. That's what they believe anyway. Researchers are saying that. Imagine a massive meteorite split in two before smashing into Earth, just wiping out all kinds of species. A lot of people like to talk about this as to what happened, and this is a remote part of Central Australia, so two pieces of the asteroid left what geophysicists are saying is the largest impact zone ever, ever, ever found on Earth. It spreads over 250 miles wide. 250 miles wide, that's incredible. They say the crater caused by the asteroids vanished a long time ago, of course, but that they stumbled across the impacts during drilling for geothermal research, and they clearly found what they believe has to be this. It's inside, you know, traces of it are inside the Earth's crust. Huge, deep domes in the crust, formed by the Earth's crust rebounding after huge impacts and bringing up rock from what would be called the mantle below. That's how they, you know, they're looking at the lining and trying to tell what it is, and that's how they made that discovery. So isn't it interesting? Because the discovery of huge asteroid impacts could lead to new information about the Earth's history. I find that whole field incredibly fascinating. I mean, imagine getting that phone call. You're not going to believe what we found. We think we found the world's largest asteroid. We have proof of it. We're looking at it right now. We're examining it. And we think it was two pieces of the asteroid that slammed into Australia millions and millions of years ago. And we think that's what we're looking at. That would be a really cool phone call to get, wouldn't it? Absolutely. Better hurry up and get out here because you're not going to believe. Not going to believe what we're looking at. You'll be shocked at what we're seeing and how we're describing it to you. We can't even do it justice. So really, you need to get out of here. You need to get out here and see this. Need to see it. We move to this. The Supreme Court keeps the Wisconsin voter ID law in place. There was a lot of conversation about that. Voter ID laws being challenged in a lot of different places, and one going up the flagpole to Washington. So this would be considered a win for Walker for sure, as the state is pushing to require voters to show government-issued ID. And the Supreme Court didn't weigh in on the law. The ACLU had challenged the law, but the Supremes refused to review a federal appeals court's ruling in Walker's favor. So does this boost his presidential campaign? Sure. I mean, this is one of the big things that he's talked about along the way. So for Walker and for Republicans in Wisconsin, that's a big win. But it's a blow to groups who say, wait a second, this is not good for voters like senior citizens. This is not good for students. This is not good for minorities who don't need driver's licenses. That's a discouraging thing. And this voter ID law in Wisconsin was approved way back when, 2011. But a state judge blocked the implementation of it, and then a federal judge declared it unconstitutional. Now, this is the never-ending saga. I think this goes for another round, probably, or at least another couple of rounds, not to the Supreme Court necessarily. But round and round in Wisconsin and still in other states. But it is a win for Walker, no question about that. A huge, huge win. Hang with us. I'm jumping over the fence. Watch out for that barbed wire. I'll meet you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We are deeply saddened by the news that Germanwings flight 9525 crashed in southern France on its way from Barcelona, Spain to Dusseldorf, Germany yesterday. At this time, we can confirm the deaths of U.S. citizens Yvonne Selke and Emily Selke. We are in contact with family members, and we extend our deepest condolences to the families and loved ones of the 150 people on board. We can also confirm that a third U.S. citizen was on board the flight. We are in touch with the family, but are not releasing the name at this time out of respect for the family.
Wow, so very, very sad stuff. And I mentioned this before, but in odds and ends here, and that was Jen Psaki, of course, from the State Department. The real mystery of this is the pilot was locked out of the plane's cockpit. I mean, just imagine that. So is there, what happened here? Why was the pilot locked out? And there's more questions than answers. Goes down in the Alps, kills 150 on board. The investigator says there is evidence from a voice recorder that says the pilot left the cockpit, couldn't get back in. He knocked lightly on the door. Then there was no answer. He began knocking more and more and more loudly. And then you can hear he's trying to smash the door down. And why did he leave the cockpit? They don't know why he left the cockpit. And they don't have an explanation for it, but it seems that there is something that happened here that could have brought that plane down. And you heard the State Department spokeswoman mention the Americans on board. Yvonne Selke was a government contractor from Northern Virginia. Her daughter, Emily Selke, was a graduate of Drexel from Philly in 2013. And then there was the third that they haven't identified yet. So three Americans were killed in that German wings crash. And there's lots of questions, and there's truly a sadness that is a ripple that has gone through so many people, particularly when you hear the news that they were the pilot was trying to break the door down, because that leaves you with more, of course, questions than answers. You can't answer that. What was the person in the cockpit trying to do? This is sad as well, but it's this time of year, the storm season, where you can get those tornadoes, where you get the high winds, and in Oklahoma and in Arkansas, one person is dead. A whole bunch of other people were injured when the tornadoes just ripped through Tulsa. And it was right in the middle of rush hour commute in the evening. There was a mobile home park that was ripped apart, and one person was killed that was there. 16 or so people were treated for injuries. It was a small tornado that hit parts of Moore, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City, and kind of in that area. So they were spotted in a few different places. And remember, that one city that I just mentioned, 24 people died back in 2013. There was that EF5 tornado that smashed into that town. That was terrible. So you're at a convenience store, you're getting into your car, you look up and you see a tornado coming at you. What do? People jump in their cars and try to get away. Go to shelters if they have shelters, whatever it is. But sometimes you get caught off guard. You can't always do that. So power was a big factor. 30,000 homes, businesses in Oklahoma without power. 28,000 losing power in Tulsa County. What do you do there? You're scrambling. Trucks are out, but they can only do so much. And you've also have police officers that are out in full force to try to patrol, because that's when things can happen, when you have no power. Speaking of no power, it's interesting when we talk about Yemen, Saudi forces launched some strikes against Yemen after the president refused to leave. So Saudi Arabia and 9 other Arab nations have started those airstrikes that are targeting rebels who have advanced on the key port city of Aden and forced the country's president to leave. So it's about the airstrikes again. I mean, even the United States is doing airstrikes to help Iraqi forces retake Tikrit. So far, that hasn't happened. So the Saudis launching that strike against Yemen is very huge, needless to say. Huge. Speaking of being huge, and it's worth sticking this in here, because at the time, a lot of you called America Tonight, and maybe you're all news junkies and you were watching, I don't know, Dateline, NBC or something. But how about this? Amanda Knox's defense lawyer, remember her? The whole Italy thing? Charged or accused of murder and then going through that process. So her defense attorney urged Italy's highest court to overturn her conviction in the 2007 murder of her British roommate, calling it a grave judicial error. She faces 28 and a half years in an Italian jail for the murder of a 21-year-old, Meredith Kircher, her name is, in an apartment that they shared. And after being convicted by a Florence appeals court last year, along with her former boyfriend, that's what's led to this. So the boyfriend is making his case on Friday when the case resumes before the court there. But Knox's defense lawyer said that the conviction of Knox is not justice. It's just a distortion of the facts, talking about blood stains and handprints and all the things that don't add up, that there wasn't one trace of Amanda anywhere near that. So this was a grave miscarriage of justice anyway. I remember Amanda Knox said, I'm innocent. She went back to the U.S. in 2011 after an appellate court, a verdict acquitted them, her and the ex-boyfriend. and she waited the high court's decision in Seattle, and of course she's very, very worried. I mean, would you really sleep thinking that you could end up in prison in Italy after all this for 28 years? 28 years? So what the court could do is they could confirm the guilty verdicts, and then it would raise the biggest question of all. We have extradition with Italy. You get in trouble in Italy, and trust me, guilty there until proven innocent. So after being convicted, then acquitted by an appeals court in 2011, then you have this other court that throws out the acquittal in a decision, in a scathing decision, remanding the case to a appeals court, and then they're convicted. Convicted. So the judge who presided over the appeals trial that acquitted them said the defendants have been devastated by the drawn-out contradictory decisions. Of course they're devastated. And what do you do? If there's extradition, she's going to be extradited. My goodness. That's insane. I mean, was she the victim of a botched, crazy investigation and terrible Italian justice, their justice system, or something else? I can't imagine living with that, though. I can't imagine that. Especially if you're innocent and you go through all those hoops and finally you have an opening. And now someone's trying to take that opening away again. Oof. Because who can know for sure what the court's going to say? Nobody knows. You can read every tea leaf, every magical book you want, and you're not going to be able to figure that one out. Hopefully she's got a great defense attorney. Hopefully. Because that is the worst of the worst, what's happening to her. And this has been going on since 2007. And it's not coming to a halt anytime soon. Ugh. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. I can squeeze in a couple more things quickly if I jump to it, including this from the White House. You know, it's not all about President Obama or people trying to get in the front door. Sometimes it's about the First Lady. And Michelle Obama, she was on Jeopardy, and it created a buzz about her hair. And I kept thinking, why are people so obsessed with her hair? I mean, I know that happens. But she just had her hair pulled back, and the way her hair was pulled back and the lighting, I guess, the Jeopardy contestants figured that she had shaved her hair, which would be, that would really catch you by surprise, wouldn't it? So shaving off too much of the hair, pulling back too much of it, either way, not the best look. They recorded it, this Jeopardy thing, in the kitchen. So she's recorded in the kitchen, she's probably running around, and that was all that story was. But it exploded into something much different earlier in the day. I heard Michelle Obama's bald. Next we'll tell you why. I thought, wow, what happened here? And of course, nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. Oh, brutal. All right, do you want a good nugget here? The Republican-controlled House approved a balanced budget plan. Woohoo! But that doesn't mean we have a balanced budget, because there are others that have to throw in, and that is not looking good. Not looking good. Final passage, just so you have it for the record, 228 to 199. And they approved it after Republicans bumped up some of the recommended defense spending to levels proposed by President Obama. Keep safe and warm, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Did you know? know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As somebody who lived in California, boy, I can relate to this. It's gotten very, very interesting. The conversation, my friends, turns to the possibility when you look at a poll that says over 80% want California to split in half and declare the 51st state. Can you imagine? In our virtual green room right now, someone who knows all about those grassroots efforts is Mark Baird. He's the leading grassroots advocate for this, for the spokesman for the state of Jefferson, and it's looking at that Constitution, etc. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging with us on America Tonight.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So explain to people the process. And when you say the state of Jefferson, the movement, and trying to form this 51st state, and how do you bring that all together and make it happen in the northern regions of California?
Well, the process is described in Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. The founders must have foreseen the need for it. In fact, this has been done 4 times in the history of our country, Maine from Massachusetts, Vermont from New York, West Virginia from Virginia, and I think it was Tennessee from Virginia. And the way we do it is we somehow find a process through which we can determine which counties want to come with us. And so far we have 8 of them who have declared and petitioned to withdraw from the state of California. And then we have legislation introduced. We need 51% in the California legislature and 51% in Congress, and we have our new state.
So what's the reaction been? I imagine, you know, you're starting to see people really support this who are frustrated and tired of what they're seeing. What kind of reaction are you getting?
Well, we get a good reaction from the people because the people realize that, first of all, we have no representation. For example, my county shares a state senator with 10 other counties. Los Angeles County has 11 state senators. That's really the reason we're doing this, is we don't have any representation in Sacramento. We're taxed. We don't have any say over how the money's spent. We're subjects of the government here. We're not represented by the government.
Yeah, and how frustrating is that? And then the governor that you have, and in the situation you've got with water and whatnot. And do you think that what happens is people that don't live in California hear bits and pieces, but time differences and everything else that's going on in our crazy 140-character world can't relate to some of what's, like you say, what's happening and the lack of true representation?
Well, I think people have become used to not having any liberty, and liberty is the most important thing guaranteed by the Constitution, and what we want to do is form a constitutional republic that guarantees liberty for the people, and we're going to do it.
So what do you need to do to bring that back around? What do you need to do to really make this happen, really make it hard to say, you know, this is just another movement, or this can't happen, and great, you can talk about it. How do you make it become a reality?
Well, our job right now is to get as many declarations from as many counties as we can prior to the end of January of 2016. That's when we're going to try to have our legislation introduced. And what we intend to do, because we fully expect to be ignored by the state of California, after all, the people who are being subjugated by the California government have 90% of the resources in our part of the state. And what we're going to do is sue for dilution of vote and lack of representation if that fails. And failing that, we have Plan C as well.
Is it worse, in your opinion, and because you're there, is it worse in Northern California than Southern?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the lower two-thirds of California has 114 state representatives. The northern 20 counties of California has 6.
Wow.
I mean, we lose every time. We're losing the resource issues. We've lost our Second Amendment rights. We've lost our property rights. We've even lost the right to take cattle up and down the road anytime we want to, because the California Air Resources Board thinks they need to push Los Angeles air quality standards on places that could set air quality standards for the entire world.
And do you think part of that's what it is, that there's too much over-regulation?
I think that's the case in the United States in general, in California in particular. I think that's pretty much true everywhere. But once again, we did this. You don't get the government you deserve. You get the government you allow.
I like that. You get the government that you allow. And when you find, when you're out and you're working in those counties and people that are becoming pretty receptive to you, is there any particular demographic that really backs it up? Is it an older demographic or nah, you kind of see it across the board?
You know, we're seeing more and more young people because they realize that their liberty is gone as well. At first, when we started, it was, you know, pretty exclusively gray. But now we're seeing people from all walks of life because they can't make a living. They're being taxed out of their shirts. Businesses are bailing out of California with reckless abandon. Our children are leaving. They can't come back. They can't get jobs. And that's because our government has deprived us of our liberty and our property. And we can fix that. I mean, we're the ones that allowed it. We're the only ones that can fix it.
Yeah, I like how you said that. People are bailing out of California because they can't afford it. So they can move someplace else, even though their heart might be in California. It gets to the point where nobody's doing anything, and the taxation is really outrageous, isn't it?
No, it's absolutely outrageous. I mean, my wife and I are ranchers. We're small business owners. And quite frankly, if our business was mobile, we'd leave too, except for the fact that we decided to stay and fight. I mean, I'm sad to say that a lot of people choose to run instead of fight. And if you won't fight now, when will you fight? It's time. It's time for all of us to stop. We created government. People created government, not the other way around. The government serves the people, not the other way around. And we have to demand that behavior out of our government. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. And being the, as I described you, as the leading grassroots advocate, as you take that mantle on, like you said, you decide, hey, we're not going to run. We're going to stay and fight. Did you envision yourself as, Mark, as somebody who is going to end up being the spokesperson for the state of Jefferson?
Absolutely not. This was the furthest thing from my mind. All I, you know, I've worked all my life. All I wanted to do was ride my horses and go fishing.
And then you realize, okay, somebody's got to take the bull by the horns, right? So if I don't do it, who else is going to do it? And there might have been other people, but that's when you step up, right? And you realize, okay, this is that moment where I got to step up.
I think God places us in these positions, and it's all part of His plan. And you know, when a door opens, you can't be afraid to walk through it. I've spent my life flying all over the world. I've seen every socialist paradise there is. And I have to tell you, constitutional republic works. And we had better restore constitutional republic to our states and to this country, or we will not like the country that our children and grandchildren grow up in.
Yeah, well said. I mean, it's one thing to go and visit. It's another thing to see. I say this, Mark, all the time. I covered the Mexican elections at one point, of course, the pre and the panistas, and I watched as they just stuffed every single ballot box and were kind of forcing people pretty much to vote a certain way. And I thought, wow, this is not good. And I saw a similar thing in Ecuador where, you can't leave the country unless you vote. And, you know, we live in this such a great country, and I don't understand why more people don't take an active interest in what's happening locally, what's happening in their state, and then ultimately federally. I don't know why that is. Is it somehow we're missing that in school or learning that, or we've just gotten far, far, far away from that?
You know, I've got an old dog, and I love my dog, but he's kind of chained to the table. He knows where the table scraps come from, and he thinks he's free. And that chain's about 16 feet long, and if he only moves 14 feet, he probably won't ever realize it. But the people who have Second Amendment rights, they've already hit the end of the chain. People who are farming, they're hitting the end of the chain. And all of a sudden, I think people in this country are waking up to the fact that what they thought was freedom isn't. It's actually a brand of socialism that I don't care much for. But like I said, we created the government. And James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, Sam Adams all agree. If we allow this, then we admit that the servant is now greater than the master.
Yeah. And you said this at the beginning to bring it around. My final thing is this is brilliant in a way, because you think of the time that's elapsed. And really, the Founding Fathers knew that these kinds of things were possibilities, didn't they?
They knew all of this. These men were geniuses.
Yep.
Now, people like to say that the Constitution is outdated and that it has to change with the times. But I have to tell you, the Constitution was never meant to protect us from changing times. It was meant to protect us from human nature, and human nature never changes.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? It never changes. Mark, what a delight to talk to you, and thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And our website, if someone wants to learn more, is soj51.net.
All right, soj51.net. Love it. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.